This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu has nominated Londonderry poet Alexandria Perry to be the state's next poet laureate. She's written several books, published in dozens of journals, and holds MFAs from the Iowa Writers' Workshop and the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She's also a professor at Salem State University. Alexandria Perry is on the line with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, no problem.
And congrats on the nomination.
Oh, thank you very much.
So how does it feel to be nominated?
Oh, I feel thrilled. I feel deeply honored, in part because I'm just committed to helping other people with their writing. That's something I've been doing for quite a while, and I continue to do is what I continue to do. So the opportunity to actually interact on that level with people in the state of New Hampshire, it just feels like such an honor.
In your bio, you mentioned that you are a specialist in what makes writers function.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Oh, sure. So I specialize in writer's block and overcoming writer's block, and specifically through mindfulness techniques. So I have a book that came out, was it 2018, called Prolific Moments, and it's about mindfulness for the purposes of writing. And I often teach courses to all sorts of people, beginning writers to grad students, on how to use mindfulness to overcome anxiety, apprehension about writing blocks. And I gave a TEDx talk on the topic 2 weekends ago, too. It's how mindfulness can transform the way you think about writing. And I've really dedicated myself to helping others achieve fluency because I had a pretty bad block, starting actually a few years before I moved to New Hampshire in 2000, 2001. I had a really bad block, and mindfulness helped me exit it, and I just love helping other people exit their writing problems as well.
The poet laureate position requires, to some extent, some level of community service in the literary arts.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
What are you planning to do if you are confirmed as poet laureate?
Oh, I've got so many ideas. So some of my ideas, of course, one concerns mindfulness. I want to offer workshops and opportunities with mindful writing techniques to help people achieve that fluency, right? But a couple of other things that I'm interested in doing is I'd like to start a writing conference for high school students across the state for poetry. And another thing I've been thinking about, I was thinking it's very important. I live in Londonderry, New Hampshire, so I live in the southern part, and I'm really interested in reaching out to the whole state. I tend to think that a lot of our literary events are clustered at the bottom of the state. I think it's important to get all throughout the state.
Regarding the poet laureate nomination process, there were some bumps along the way. The governor nominated a poet and later withdrew that name. How did your name rise up after that?
You know what? I really haven't been dwelling on that past situation because I feel like the whole mechanics of the selection process is sort of the purview of others, not the applicant. So I can tell you that all I'm thinking about is sort of forward thinking and how I can best serve the poets and the poetry readers of the state. I'm not really giving that any thought.
For people not familiar with your work, how would you describe it?
I'm really interested. I consider myself a joyful poet, more celebratory, and I really love making language become part of the actual piece of writing, meta language. Right now I'm writing a series of still life poems. The book that's coming out, probably the box might be arriving this afternoon on the front doorstep here, my fourth book of poetry, is largely influenced by the visual arts.
Well, Alexandria Perry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, too. Have a good night.
Alexandria Perry is Governor Sununu's nominee to be the state's next poet laureate. Her nomination is expected to be voted on at the Executive Council meeting on October 23rd.